Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Brother Parker.
You need it?
Yeah, we on live. We on live.
We online? Okay, Paul Lewis said he was going.
Yeah, I think he on. He is.
He on? No, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, he on.
I hear you talking, but I don't hear the program. Press button one. Let me try it again.
All right. Yeah, can y'all hear me?
No. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, so we welcome all to our Bible Question and Answers program tonight. It's just such a blessing to be on this program. We have our administrator, Brother Brad Brown, on, Brother L.C. Parker, Jr. I don't know if Brother J. Johnson, Brother Williams, both at the Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, called in yet. Are they on?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. So we're just blessed to be on tonight. So let us start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne. In Jesus' name, thank you for this opportunity to preach your word, Father. We just pray that your word may not fall on deaf ears. But, Father, we pray that men could be saved in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm reminded of the apostles in the first century. We know that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 that he's going to establish his church. And in Acts chapter 2, you have the Church of Christ coming into fruition. So in Acts chapter 2, Peter preached the first gospel sermon. Over 3,000 souls were saved. And Luke is the one who wrote the book of Acts. And throughout this treatise, he was trying to show his audience how the church continued to grow and how it continued to multiply. And that's very important because Luke made sure to introduce all throughout the book of Acts various amounts of persecution. For example, he showed how that the apostles were persecuted at the hands of the Jewish authorities and so forth, and eventually even the Roman government. But also he showed us, like, for example, in Acts chapter 6, how that the church even faced some internal conflict here and then. But out of all the persecution and the conflict that the church faced, it continued to grow. So I believe that in that message, Luke was showing us that none other but God was in control of the growth and the spread of his church of Christianity. And the reason I want to bring that up is twofold. Number one, the reason I want to bring it up is to show how that the apostles, how committed they were to the cause of Christ. For example, the apostles were arrested and beaten. It was Peter and John, I believe it was. They were arrested and beaten at the hands of the government. Now, what happened is that they told them, the government told them, quit preaching in this name. Of course, they're referring to the name of Christ. Quit preaching. But the apostles informed them that, hey, we would rather obey God than man. And they continued to preach Christ Jesus and Christ crucified. So they were committed to the cause of Christ. But one of the things that catch your attention about these apostles is that they were so committed to the point that they wanted to suffer for Jesus. In other words, when they were beaten by the government, they rejoiced in their sufferings. It came to point in time where they prayed to God and said, God, thank you that you even count us worthy to suffer for you. In other words, there's a feeling there that, wow, how do we even deserve? Christ is so good. God is so holy. How do we even deserve? Why are we even worthy to even be allowed to suffer for him? Man, that's deep, you know. But the apostles, they rejoice in their suffering, and that's how committed to the cause of Christ that they were. And this commitment continued throughout the first and the second centuries, because eventually the Roman government would condemn Christianity. And especially under certain Roman emperors such as Nero and Domitian, you know, these emperors, they condemned Christians suffered, they were killed. The government came to them and said, look, all you have to do in order to live is to deny Jesus. But many Christians said, I can't do that. I am a Christian, and the government went ahead and killed them.
Yeah,
but they rejoice. These Christian martyrs, they people wanted to become martyrs for Christ. That was a good thing for them, because they know that they'll receive a crown of life. But it shows us how committed Christians were.
Amen. Yeah.
But also the thing that I'd like us to see, the second reason why I bring it up, is not just to show that how committed Christians were in times of persecution. And by the way, when John wrote his Revelation, which is in our Bible today as the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, that's John's Revelation. So whenever John wrote his Revelation down, there's a part in there where he says, "Be thou faithful unto death." Now, I want us to take a look at that first. Certainly in the original language, what's happening is that many people, they interpret that verse as saying, live a good life, do good all the way until you die. And I think that's a good message, because I think that's a message of the Bible. One must do good work. One must live a good life. No doubt about that. That's good. But I think the meaning behind the verse, the true meaning, is not that. The true meaning is that be faithful to God, even if it causes you your life.
Amen.
When John wrote that revelation, he was actually writing it to comfort Christians who were undergoing persecution. So he was letting them know that even though it may cost you your life, still maintain faith in Christ. Come to you and say death to you, if you don't deny Christ, still don't deny him. Even if it costs your life, God will still give you a crown of life. So therefore, they underwent persecution. But that's the first reason to bring up. The second reason why I bring up is this. Notice that as the church continued to move on, even under horrific emperors of the Roman Empire, eventually Christianity became the state religion of Rome. As a matter of fact, this government which persecuted Christianity and killed Christians eventually would use state funds to finance production of the Holy Bible. See how God worked? So Christianity continued to spread. So we know that it was nothing but God. So starting all the way back to the beginning of the church in Acts chapter 2 and all the way forward, through the first and second and third century and so forth, Christianity continued to spread even when persecuted. Well, why do you bring that up, Brother Parker? Well, the reason I bring that up is because, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the church today, Christians, are undergoing persecution.
Yes.
Certainly in other countries, Christians are being killed. They're being arrested for gathering together in the name of Jesus.
But
I would like to suggest here, even in America, there are certain things that are occurring. There are things that people are doing, and they're trying to shove it down our throat and make us accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to take away rights from Christians.
Yes.
Amen.
So, no doubt that we live in a time where it's not popular to claim Christ. We live in a time where being a Christian could cause persecution.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this. To the children of God, to Christians, don't lose heart. Sometimes it's discouraging. Sometimes it's disappointing. But don't grow weary and well-doing. Don't lose heart. Why shouldn't I lose heart, Brother Parker? Because just as in the first century, the church is going to continue to grow.
Amen.
Why? Because God is in charge. The church will succeed. Christianity will succeed. Right will always win. It may appear that we're losing the battle now, but I'm here to let somebody know the war has already been won.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm reminded when I was young, when you take subjects such as math, when you turn over to the back of that book, the answers are all there, isn't that right? You might be in chapter 3, you might be learning 3 times 3 or 12 times 12 or something like that, but a lot of times you could just turn to the back of that book And in the back of that book, you might find the answers to what you're looking for. Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you that it's kind of the same way with the Word of God. All you got to do is turn to the back of the book, and the answer is there. Because in the back of the book is John's revelation, and he says that the victory is already won. The war is already won. And guess what? Hint, hint. Righteousness will win. Righteousness has already won. So it's up to us just stay standing and allow God to keep fighting the battle. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Although we might suffer persecution, ultimately righteousness will win. So I pray that all Christians be encouraged by those words, and also pray that if you're not a member of Christ's Church or the Church of Christ, if you're not a Christian, you come by hearing the gospel of salvation, the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, he rose again on the third, then you believe that, and that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins, confess him, and be baptized. That'll put you into Christ Jesus. Live right, do right, die right, and heaven could be your home. And one day we'll rejoice around the throne with the Lamb, with God Almighty. We'll live forever with him. And also we'll catch up with those martyrs that died almost 2,000 years ago. We'll see them also up there in heaven. And wouldn't that be something? Just imagine talking to the Apostle Paul in heaven, talking to the martyrs, just praising God throughout all ages. Amen. That's where we want to be. That's where we want to be.
Yes,
amen. I'll pass it on to Brother L.C. Parker, Jr.
Good evening, and we welcome you. We have Bible question and answer tonight. If there's anyone on that would like to ask a question or comment, press button number one. If you're there. Yes, sir. We got someone? Amen. Brother Brown, do we have anybody? No one must be there. Brother Parker did a wonderful job in telling us what we must do and what we have been commanded with the basic instructions in the Bible. That's exactly what it's trying to tell us. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, we as ministers of God, of the Church of Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Notice what Paul told us. And he got his word from God. He was an apostle, and they spoke as they were guided by Christ Jesus. He said in verse 1, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. In other words, he said, now look, he's saying what Jesus Christ has told him to say. Because we're going to be judged one day by Christ Jesus. Everybody is not going to heaven. It's so easy for people to say, well, I'm going to my church and my pastor, my reverend. Your reverend is only mentioned one time in the Bible. Psalms 111 and verse 9. Verse 1. Because he has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name.
Amen.
That's right. That's God. And we got to understand that. And even when I'm talking about my reverend, my pastor, you know, if he's a preacher, he's just a preacher. That's what the Bible says. And we know that in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? Keep doing it, he said. Reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Verse number 3, will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Yeah.
Itching in the itching ear age right now in America. We're in it now. Just get up and tell the people what they want to hear. Tell them anything, and you can blow up a church with 50 or 60,000 members every Sunday, giving every dime that you ask for. Whee! It's become a hustle in America, and I'm sure across some parts of the world, but now it has blown up here in America.
Yeah.
Now the Supreme Court has helped it get a little worse because they are out there preaching unsound doctrine, and they're going to be the ones that embrace same-sex marriages. Same-sex marriages in those churches out there, and they're going to have a house full of gays married now. You look at the church there, that big church there in Houston with 45,000 people. They have all the gays going up in there and everything else. And before too long, now that they can get married, oh, Lord have mercy, where is it going to go from there? Someone told me, say, look, if two men marry and two women marry, they get to know each other. Well, the man, that's the man with the other man, and the woman, that's the woman with the other woman, they can get together and make babies, and they can adopt them among each other. Hooray! When he told me that, I said, you know something, that's Satan working hard.
Amen.
Turn America into the new Sodom and Gomorrah. When you get there, our supreme authority has opened the gate for it to get there. They have approved the fact that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Listen, gospel preachers of the Church of Christ, we have a tough job now. And if you're not married enough to preach, sit your rump on a stump somewhere. Get out of that pulpit. Because you're going to have your faith in God and preach it. Proclaim it loudly in a public place. And we're going to have a lot of sorry preachers whispering to the people and not telling them the truth from the Bible, not telling them because they don't want to lose the members. Listen, we're going to have members that don't want to hear that, and they will leave the church because we have too many people in the church that say that will agree with it. Well, if that's what the country want to do, let them do that. And let them do it if they want to do it. You cannot take that thinking as a member of the body of Christ. You have to stand for the truth and speak the truth. And the Bible says, speak that truth in love. You love it and you speak it. But when you tell people the truth, many times they get all upset and angry with you. And that's what's going to be happening. But we must stand for the truth.
Well,
the Supreme Court said it was all right for a woman to marry a woman and a man. I don't see nothing wrong. You better shut your mouth up if you call yourself a member of the Church of Christ. Shut up right now. You out there declaring that God is not right. You're being taught from the Bible. If you read your Bible, you find out that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's right.
He did not do that. He created the woman for the man, not the man for the man and the woman for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Amen.
Now Satan has created total hell in the United States of America now. And you got the younger people, they go along with anything that's said. You know how Supreme Court said we could marry each other, and I know that there ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong. You have me looking at the Bible. You see, the majority of the people, just about the majority of the people, do not even read the Bible or study the Bible.
Yeah,
when they go to these churches, these preachers tell them exactly what they want to hear. They don't preach the doctrine. They're trying to keep the collection heavy and the building filled. And they say, if that building gets too little, I get them to give it money, we get a bigger building. And they come there. I have seen some of those churches that will sit 40 to 50,000 people in them.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are so glad they're coming out. And he's not preaching nothing doctrinally. He's not going to get up and preach what the Bible said is wrong. I know that there are going to be many churches that are inviting the gays in, married, unmarried, or whatever. I've seen many of them in churches. Amen? I remember years back when I was preaching. There was this little boy. He was a member of the Church of Christ, had a big family in the Church of Christ. And he would come in late every day and switch down the aisle like a little girl and sit on the front row if there's a seat left or a second row. He was sitting there acting and just as effeminate as he wanted to be. Every time he hit that door, I don't know, he had me going. I'd go to the Bible and talk against the gays. Amen. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. See, God created a man and a woman, not through half man and half woman. That he didn't do that. And we must now take a stance against it very strong. And that's going against the government, too. We have to go, that's against the government, too. And this is happening, it happened in the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament, when governments made laws that were against God. The Christians had to suffer and speak out against it. And the Holy Ghost
goes into action. Listen, preachers of the Church of Christ, don't you ever forget that when you preach the word, we were commanded to preach it, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. When we do that, he says, time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, keep to them teachers, themselves teachers. Their churches are getting guys to say just what they want them to say. But that's not the Church of Christ. We got to go and keep preaching and starting other churches elsewhere, because there are people God is going to let that Holy Ghost move on these people on planet Earth. The word of God when it's spoken, preaching means to declare loudly in a public place. And when you declare the word of God and all hell is going on in the nation or wherever you are, city or wherever you are, God will allow the Holy Ghost to come and do something to them that will let them know that you are preaching the doctrine of Christ. We have to let people know. God said, preach the word. Preach it what? In season when people like it, out of season when they don't like it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them, encourage them. Reprove them, you know, straighten them out. Rebuke them. Tell them the gospel, the truth, and how wrong that they are. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Encourage them to become members of the body of Christ. That's what the preaching of the gospel is about. And it will work for you. I've seen it in several places I've preached in time past. I saw how they didn't have a minister was strong. The ones, they run them off of five. But I got there, and I started preaching that doctrine. And that doctor started opening them doors for God to come in. And I'm telling you, it was some hell going on up in that tree. And God was moving in there. And that mess was straightened out. That mess was straight to the word of God. It's his authority. He said, preach my authority. And you preach his authority and live his authority. It's your action to your preaching and teaching in that place. God moves in a mystical way his wonders to perform. He performed great wonders there. Things people who would come say, since you've been here, Brother Parker preaching, you know, certain things that happened, this and happened, that and happened, we didn't even know. You know, that's the word of God. That's not me. I just can't be messed enough to preach the doctrine of Christ in a situation that's bad. You know, a lot of times people want you to get scared and don't preach the gospel. Yeah, you see how they do people and everything. Like, well, just do me in the kind of way you want to do me. Amen? God don't stop. God don't stop you. Amen? He is going to stop you. When I was preaching at churches sometimes, men would wear their guns there and show me something. And see, but one day, what happened to him at that particular church, what happened was my dad was telling me, I drive all the way up to Houston and back, me and my wife, day and night and everything, and sometimes your car breaks down, you need something to protect yourself, you know, because people are trying to rob you, kill you, whatever else. So I kept my pistol with me, had a license to take me a pistol with me.
And so one Sunday I was at church and I was talking to the brother, and that bad man that was in there, he messed around there and whispered to him and said, look, my gun had slid out from underneath my front seat. And then some of the brothers saw it. Then the other came and showed him about it. And you know something? He stopped packing that gun up in the church. I didn't bring it for him. I was protecting my wife and I. We had to drive back about 50 miles away from the church on the freeway. And I was trying to, but my dad said, well, look, you need to protect yourself because you might break down, have a flat, or anything. And them people were doing bad stuff to people on the freeways at that particular time.
All right.
You know, see, God takes care of his own regardless of the circumstances. Amen? I remember a brother that took a pistol to church every day. I don't know what he's bringing it for, but I just kept preaching. And he messed around and had a heart attack and just about died. Not then, but he died a little later on. He never got well. God moves in a mystical way his wonders to perform. And we must know that. And right now, America's coming to the point they don't want to hear the word from God. We got all these preachers and these pulpits on Sundays get up there and they're just talking and just trying to influence the people and then pick that path, that plate up. They're not preaching the word of God. He told us to preach it. And it needs to be preached here in America now. Because that's the question to America. What in hell do you want? Now your supreme authority has put the stamp of approval on a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Now, this is helping the gay thing get bigger and bigger now. Two men. It's a sick and a shame for two men to marry or court each other. You know, it's a dirty, low-down shame.
Amen.
God provided the woman with the organs to reproduce. But what men are doing, the only organ they got is to that they can enjoy each other, they claim, is in their rectum.
Mm.
And you can't get no baby out of no rectum. Crazy.
Yeah.
And it's being accepted in America. Young people now, girls with girls, and boys with boys. It is totally pathetic now in our nation. We got to keep preaching doctrinal sermons and letting and then make it acquired to the government. Because we want our Christians to understand that they cannot marry each other, men marrying men and women marrying women. God never ordained that. And we got to let them know you're going to be in the world now. You go to school, you're going to see it in the elementary school, transgender bathrooms. We got to teach them as little children. There is really no such thing as that. Now, we got to work it out to where we can find out where they can go to the bathroom. Because if kids start going to transgender bathroom in the first grade all the way through the 12th grade, how many going to come out right? How many?
Yeah.
You better look for a private school. There are a lot of churches of Christ across the nation that have private schools. There are other churches that have so-called private school, but it doesn't teach them to be religious as they are. But there are many of those that are not churches of Christ that might be Catholic or something like that, but they are not trying to get your child to be a Catholic, but they do not approve of all the wickedness that's going on in our American schools now.
Right.
This nation now is setting itself up to start children at the first grade, all the way through the 12th, about homosexuality and togetherness and they having boys with boys and girls with girls in the schools. And next thing you know, this nation, with all these schools we have at all across the states, 12 years from now, it may be a hell on this nation. yeah. is getting that way. The new Sodom and Gomorrah. We can see it coming. So we got to preach the doctrine of Christ and preach against all of the wickedness that we are embracing as a nation. Now, we don't trust and pray that you will do that. And we're going to turn now over to Brother Johnson, Brother William.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed what you were saying. Got a little
yes.
pain in the leg, but I'm going to preach anyway. All right.
Amen. Amen.
I listened to things from the news report. There was a man on the television today who was talking about it this morning, but they said that he was a homosexual. He said he wasn't. We
yes.
don't know, but we know one thing. It's all over the world.
Yes.
Amen.
And God said, warn the people.
Amen.
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 He's here in Ezekiel 33, beginning
yeah.
at verse 1. And the
Amen.
Word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their post and set him for their watchman.
Yes.
If when he seeth the sword cometh upon him, upon the land,
yes,
to blow the trumpet and warn the people.
Amen.
Amen.
And whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
Yes.
Amen.
He heard the sound of the trumpet, and he took not warning. His blood shall be upon him,
yes.
but he that takes warning shall be delivered,
That's
his soul. Right. But if the watchman sees the sword coming,
all right,
and blow not the trumpet,
mm-hmm.
and the people be not warned, if the sword cometh and take any person from among them,
mm-hmm.
he has taken away his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand.
All right.
Verse 7. He says, so thou, son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel.
Yes.
Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me.
Yes.
When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked, man shall die in his iniquity. But the blood I will require at thy hand.
Mm-hmm.
God said, warn the wicked.
Amen.
He said, warn the wicked, warn the righteous.
Yeah.
If we don't, then blood is going to be upon us. Huh?
Amen.
We got to warn the nations of the world,
yes.
all over the world, next door, around the corner, up street, down street. We got to preach the word of God.
Amen.
We got to tell the people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God.
Yes.
Huh? Isaiah 58:1 says, speak loud, blow your trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
That the sons of Jacob may hear her
yes.
and get rid of their sin. Ah, the world is dying every day.
Amen.
The religious world is dying every day and going to hell.
Yes.
There's no one is going to heaven in sin. If you are in sin and don't come out of sin, you're going to hell. Bottom line to it.
Yes.
He said, warn the people. The Church of Christ is to warn the people of the world, not only in America, but all over the world.
Yes.
We must tell you the truth, the only truth, so help us God.
Amen.
We got to go to the book, study the book, learn the book, and then preach the book.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
We got too many people playing with the book. They're tearing it up under their arms, Brother William,
yeah.
but they're not preaching the gospel.
Mm.
Huh?
All right.
They're not teaching the people. But my master in heaven said, warn the people. Yes. And if we don't want them, their blood's going to be on us. We got a lot of folk in the Church of Christ have not warned the people. Mm. What they did, they set up a building like the Baptists did, and now they can't even teach the people.
Yeah.
Huh? Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Other words, he going to hell. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. The Bible is right. The Bible don't cut corners. The Bible tells us the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
There's only one church in the Bible.
That's right.
Huh? The Church of Christ is in the Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 16 and verse number 16. I don't care how you feel. I don't care if you hate me. I don't care if you want to pull your gun, your knife, your razor, whatever you use as a weapon. The Bible still holds the truth.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible will not fail. God said in Matthew 24 and 35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. It's still here today. We bury men every day.
Yes.
Huh? And yet, they will not accept the truth.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We got to fight on our hands.
Amen.
We got to stay faithful.
Yes.
Full of faith, brethren.
Yes.
The world is lost and going to hell. H-E-L-L. Hell. I am not ashamed to say it. Ain't no sense of trying to run from it.
Yeah.
It's just the truth.
Amen.
The world sit around. Nobody wants to listen. Everybody got an opinion. Well, I don't agree with that. I don't believe God will send good people to hell. If you're not in Christ, you're going to hell. Bottom line.
Amen.
Huh? In Acts 4 and 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
That's
we
right.
cannot be saved in a Catholic church.
No.
We cannot be saved at a Baptist church,
no.
Methodist church, Jehovah's Witness church, Seventh-day Adventist church, Presbyterian church. You cannot be saved. Why, Lord? There's no salvation there. If you want to be saved, you got to go to the place in your Bible and find salvation and find out what it means.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, Lord, have mercy. The world is just passing on by. People trying to collect all kind of goods, Brother William, and dying and going to hell.
Yes.
Because they're not listening to God.
Amen.
God said, forget about that and start serving me.
Yes.
Huh? We got people in the Church of Christ just as greedy as the world is.
Mm.
We got to warn the righteous and the wicked.
Amen.
Huh? He done told us what to do. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men.
Yes.
Titus 2 and verse 11. Huh?
Yes.
There's no excuse for it.
No excuse.
Man don't want to do what God say. Well, I tell you what you do. You don't want to do what God say, I'm going to be like God. Go to hell. That's
right.
The last place you can go. God will go tell you that day.
Yes.
He's not going to say, well, come on up here and you do what you want. No, sir, and no, ma'am. God has spoken from the word. He using my mouth to tell you what he won't do, whether you believe it or not.
Yes.
You still lost in your sin.
Yes.
Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 21 through 24, if you do not believe in him, you cannot come where I'm at. You are lost.
Yes.
You have not had your sins removed. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Peter told all those people that day, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins.
Yes.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This is a promise unto you and to your children which are afar off, as many as the Lord God shall call. How did he call them? The next verse tells you. They obeyed the gospel. They believed it, and they were baptized into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he added them to the church. They did not join no church.
Amen.
He added them to the spiritual saved.
Yeah.
He added them to the church of Christ,
that's
the only church that's in the book. Whether you believe it or not, God's not going to change the book. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. The Bible is right. The Bible is right. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump, the Bible is right.
Yes.
Go to the book, not to Brother Trump, not to Barack Obama, not to Hillary Clinton. The Bible, capital B-I-B-L-E, the Word of God,
yes,
will set you free.
Amen.
From your past sin. Huh? Jesus said in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word,
yes,
you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free
right
from what, Lord? Your past sin.
Yes.
Get rid of it. You can't go to heaven in sin. I don't care how much money you put in the collection plate. I don't care how much you have given away. You still lost in your sin.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Bible is still talking.
Yeah.
The Bible is not going to quit talking until Jesus comes and takes his church home. Huh?
Amen.
No, my God is right. I don't know about your God, but I know my God speaks the truth.
Yes.
Huh? In John 17:17, he said, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word,
yes,
is true.
Every word.
Huh?
Amen.
Every word that God,
amen,
speaks is true. Huh? Ain't no play games here. If you don't,
amen,
obey God, you going to hell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'm talking to the whole world. Not part of it. The whole world better open their eyes and open their heart and let Jesus in. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I want to come in and sup up with you. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, 17 through 20. Jesus wants to come in, but you so stiff-necked, hard-hearted, and won't let him in. Huh?
Amen.
He wants to come in.
Yeah.
But they say, no, Brother Parker. They said, we're not letting them in.
Yeah.
So God is not going to break the door down to your house,
nope,
and my,
yeah,
house and the president's,
amen,
house. Well, he's not going to do that.
Amen.
If, would he tell you, go to hell? That's simple.
Yeah,
what he said.
No.
It's just that he ain't pulling no punches. He said,
amen,
warn people, Brother William.
Yes.
He said, warn them. Now, if they don't take heed, they going to hell.
Amen.
That's the way it is. I'm God's preacher, Brother Parker. I'm nobody,
amen,
in this world. I'm God's preacher. I tell it like,
amen,
it is. Going straight to hell.
Yes.
Amen.
Men like darkness more than they do light, Brother William.
Yes.
John chapter 3 and verse 18 through 21.
Yes.
Huh? They don't like light. They like darkness. Darkness is sin.
Huh?
They don't want to see the light. Evidently, they don't. Billions and billions of people are dying every day. And they got Baptists on the church road. They got Catholics on the church road.
Yeah.
They got Methodists on the church road.
Amen.
Still ain't in Christ. Huh? Still,
amen,
ain't in Christ.
That's right.
Huh? And then we got some claiming Christ, and they ain't even in Christ.
Amen.
And if you play with sin, you are on the outside of Christ, and you're not in Christ. And we got a lot of hypocrisy in the church today. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We got brothers in the church. Don't love one another, Brother William.
Yeah.
Huh? Verse 9 through 11. They don't love their brother. No, they don't. They hate their brother so bad that the Bible said he's killing him. They're killing him.
Yes.
I can kill you with my mouth, Brother William. And don't you got to pull a gun on you.
Of your mouth.
Just talk about you. Put you down like a dog. Get behind your back. And tell everybody you ain't no every good. We got brothers in the church won't repent.
Won't
forgive. And the same city now, it won't repent. Forgiving him, Brother Johnson. I ain't forgiving him, Brother William. I ain't forgiving him, Brother Parker. Well, then, guess what? God said, I ain't forgiving you either.
Amen.
I ain't forgiving you either.
That's what
I'm saying. So, you going to hell anyway.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I bet you're going to see a lot of brothers in hell. Oh, Lord, if you can't forgive your brother, you in bad shape.
Amen.
Look at the world today. Look at the world today.
Yes, sir.
Brother Parker, you write a new Sodom and Gomorrah. You tell the TV on, everybody's holding hands now. Men holding hands with men. Two football players holding hands. Basketball players holding hands. And kissing each other. Feeling on each other. They nasty.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
They need to clean up. They need to get it right.
Amen.
The world is dying in sin, Brother William.
Yes.
No hope for them. We can't pray them into heaven.
No,
they don't come to Christ like Nicodemus came to Christ by night.
Yes.
And he said, what? And he wanted to know something. When he was talking to Christ, guess what? Christ told the man, you got to be born again. Do you know? Man, on the only creature on earth has to be born again. Not the dog, not the cat, not the horse, not the mule, not the skunk, but the human being.
Amen.
He's got an intellect mind. God gave him a mind to use.
An intelligent
mind to use, and yet he won't use it.
Amen.
He won't use it. He really denies Christ.
Yep.
When you say you got to be baptized, I don't have to do that. I was saved before baptism. False doctrine.
Amen. No Bible.
You ain't got no Bible, boy. Then you gonna tell me you saved? First Peter chapter 3 and verse 21 tell me. Peter said baptism saved.
Now
it didn't say tomorrow, next week. It says at this present moment.
At this time. Amen.
If you don't be saved,
amen.
Going to hell.
Amen.
But we got all some of our own brothers now, Brother William, that quit filling up the baptistry.
Oh, my goodness.
It's bad. You go to the building, you better go and check and see if they got water over in the baptistry.
Amen.
If they got water over there, you can't be baptized. So something wrong with that program. Oh, God, got some hot things.
Yes.
Oh, when he clean up, oh, Lord, he's going to separate the sheep from the goats.
That's right.
Yes, bro. 26,
back to 25 and verse 36, he's going to clean up house. Man is dying and going to hell.
Yes.
Oh, look at Revelation 21, Brother William. Get me Revelation chapter 21. And look at verse number 8. God done already said what he meant. It's just the way it is, brethren.
The Bible says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable,
murderers,
Sexually immoral.
Sexually immoral.
Sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
Idolaters.
Idolaters.
And all liars.
How many liars?
All liars.
All liars.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
lake burns with fire and
brimstone,
which is
the second death.
Amen.
Going straight to hell. They're going to live for hell.
Amen.
Yes.
Right with God, you're going to hell.
Amen.
God, in his word, he had John the Revelator write it in the word.
Yes.
You can't escape
Amen.
It.
Amen.
If you don't escape it through Christ, you will never be have peace with God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on the nation.
Mm-hmm.
They're dying, Brother William.
Yes.
They on their way to hell.
That's right.
Yes.
Catholic churches, you on your way to hell.
Amen.
Baptists,
Amen.
You on your way to hell.
Amen.
Methodists,
yes.
Way to hell.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Over witness, you on your way to hell.
True.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mary Baker Eddy got this Christian Science is going to hell, too.
Amen.
Yes.
And there ain't no escape for nobody.
Nobody.
Huh? And if we don't
Amen.
Get right, we don't go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, God can warn the wicked, Brother William.
Yes.
And the righteous.
Amen.
See, we got to warn both sides. Huh?
Yes.
Faithful.
Yes.
Oh,
righteous.
If you ain't faithful to your God, you're going to hell, people.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm not scared to say it. I don't care if you get mad with me. You can
Amen.
Talk about it. You can call me all kind of names. You can call me a dog to a snake. You're still going to hell. Because the
Amen.
Bible says it.
Yes.
God says those that don't do right and are not faithful unto death, going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
The world is so messed up, so blown up. Everybody hollering about money, politics, and dollars.
Yeah.
And nobody's talking about Christ.
Yeah.
When it comes to Christ, everybody, I would get it right, but, you know, I see some stuff out here I still want. Let me tell you something. Go to the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all
Amen.
Know about, all I did over. Well, I want to tell you something. Go to the graveyard
and look
around
All
and
right.
see how many young people are there.
Yeah.
Brother William, they just buried a baby last week from getting shot in the head.
Yeah.
He was 10
Amen.
Months old.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He was 10 months old. Three guys, they arrested him, and the baby got shot and died.
Amen.
He wasn't even a grown man. You know what I'm talking about?
What a year old.
Oh, 10 months. He was 2 months of being a year, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
But they say, he's too young to die. Oh, that ain't what the Bible says.
No.
Amen.
God did not say how long we going to stay here.
No.
He never made that promise, and ain't no sense we try to act like, God is taking us out of the world because we're doing this. God taking you out because of sin.
Sin.
Amen.
Sin will separate you from God.
It causes murder.
Huh?
Yes.
God says, if you don't do what I tell you, I'll take you out.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Don't go.
All right.
God letting you know you got to get it right. And you got to stay right. Quit running back and forth to the Lord.
Amen.
Either you stay with
Amen.
Him or you're
faithful.
Huh?
Amen.
Oh, we got so many people, they get in the church, and then they want to play with sin.
Yeah. No.
God ain't going to have it.
He not.
Amen.
Huh? God telling us, I'm not having it.
He commands every man.
He said, repent, Brother Will.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't know when I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got no time clock on God.
We don't know the hour.
Amen.
Don't know the hour, don't know the date, don't know the time.
Nope.
God didn't put that in the Bible for you to know.
Mm-mm.
He wants you
yes.
to learn something. So,
be faithful. Be ready.
Amen.
You know, we talked last night, brother,
yes.
we were about Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Be ye faithful unto death.
Amen. If it
Amen.
Kills you, if it takes that to keep you in Christ, you're better off dead anyway.
Yes, stay faithful.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. We got to face the real God.
Yes.
I'm talking about the real God. We got to face him, Brother Will.
Amen.
What we going to say when we get there? Lord, you didn't give me a chance. Yes, I did. I gave you all the chance you needed. You didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
Now you're going to hell.
Yes.
I told you to stay in me. Stay with me and my son. I had your hand, and you turned my eyes loose.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what I mean about turning loose? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you went back to sin.
Amen.
You went to sin. You left God. God didn't leave you.
Nope.
You left God, church.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, you left God.
Yes.
That's why we're having all these problems down here, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Because we, all we are now, I've got to have me some money to make it through this world. Now you don't. All you got to have is Jesus, and he'll take care of you.
Amen.
He's going to provide you.
Yes.
He's going to give you food, clothes, your health, and your strength. And you still holler, but I need some more money. I want me a new home. I want me a new car. And you can't even drive but one of them at a time.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
amen.
Lord. He said, warn the wicked and the righteous.
Warn them.
Huh? He said, blow the trumpet, Brother William.
Yes.
We got to blow the trumpet.
Warn
them.
A trumpet is the Bible.
That's it.
That's what he talked about, Brother Parker.
Preach the word.
He says, in season, out of season, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
But the time going to come, men are not going to listen to what God got to say.
Amen.
Like it, and when they don't like it.
Yeah.
If they go to hell, they're going on their own. God ain't sending nobody. Because if he was sending them, Brother William, he wouldn't tell you to pull them out of the fire.
Nope.
Amen.
And 23, he said, pull them out of the fire. How do we pull them out of the fire? Preach the gospel to them.
Amen.
Rebuke.
Tell them the truth.
Yes.
Whether they want it or not. You see, we got a lot of folk out here in the religious world, Brother Parker, don't want to hear the truth.
No.
They got an attitude with the truth, Brother William.
Yes.
Or, my preacher, he's all right. Oh, my preacher, he's this. My pastor is that. My reverend is this. My reverend, he's that. Your reverend going to die and bust hell wide open.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you what I know. And Job says in Job chapter 32 and 21 and 22, he said, I will not give man flattering title. I know my maker will soon come and take me away.
Yes.
We're not to give man no kind of title. That man is your brother, and that's the end of the subject.
Amen.
Matthew 23, verse 8 and 9. Call no man your father upon the earth.
That's it.
Huh? We are all brethren.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We are all messed up.
Amen.
We all messed up. We're not listening to what God got to say. God say something, brother. We're going to tell God what to do, and it's his book.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, we telling God what to do. Oh, we done got so bold in America and throughout the world. I just tell God how I feel, and I don't care what the preachers say. I don't care what the pastor says or whatever in the Church of Christ. I don't care what they say. They don't tell me that I'm lost. Yes, I am going to tell you you lost. You going to hell. That's where you going.
Amen.
Hell, Baptist Church in the Bible?
No.
I ask people, show it to me. I ain't found a person yet out of 40-something years. They ain't showed me yet, but when I'm going to see it?
They can't do it. It's not there.
I said, show me. I'll go to the brotherhood in a minute and apologize.
Yes,
sir. I mean, we honestly made a mistake.
Yeah.
But I don't read it in there.
It's not there.
And they trying to say, all the churches belong to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
They got that bad.
Yep.
All the
churches
belong to the Lord.
Hmm.
That ain't what the Bible teaches.
No, that's not in the Bible.
Amen.
All churches.
Nope.
Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, I will build my church. That's a possessional pronoun, mean ownership.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to build mine. What do you mean about mine? I'm going to build you, Leroy. I'm going to build you, Brother Parker. I'm going to build you, Brother Parker the Fourth. I'm going to build you, Brother Brown. I'm going to build you, Brother Johnson. Y'all going to make up the church. I'm going to live in you.
We are built up in spirit.
Oh, huh?
To offer spiritual sacrifice.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
That's what he said. He ain't going to tell you to go pick up a building and bring it over here and do all of that.
Nope.
He's going to preach.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
He's going to preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
Not the person believe it and is baptized, then he's saved.
Amen.
If he don't believe it, he's damned.
Amen.
And he's going to fail. Something like that. And if he quit believing, he's still going to hell.
That's right.
The Bible is right.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
No.
God forbid. But so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Like as Christ said, we should also should walk in the newness of life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. How can we walk in the newness of life, Brother William, and we ain't even in Christ? We have stepped our borderline.
Left
Christ, but we holler about, I'm Church of Christ. I'm Church of Christ. And then you ask some of the members in the Church of Christ, Brother William, and they can't even tell you.
Amen.
What was you baptized for? I baptized. No. What were you baptized for? And they can't even tell you. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1,
uh-huh.
He said, if you've been risen with Christ, seek those
Amen.
Things which are there. By what Christ said on the right hand of God. Got a lot of folk going to hell claiming the Church of Christ.
Hypocrisy.
They behind the title, but they don't got Christ's blood.
Don't have the works.
They don't have it.
Don't have faith.
And like Brother William said, they got all this hypocrisy in them.
Mm-hmm.
Christ ain't born for that.
Nope.
Either you get it out of the church, or you're going to die and go to hell, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
It's
not simple. They don't put no water on it like that.
Ooh.
Just tell the truth.
Amen.
I ain't scared. I tell you like it is. I tell Donald Trump.
Amen.
He invites me to the White House. I'm going in blasting.
Mm.
I got my Bible under my arm. I got 5 bullets for him. I'm going to hit him straight in his head.
Yep.
The first word he's going to hear is hear the word.
Yep.
Huh? If he hear it, he got to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say he got to repent.
Repent.
From the heart of the headpiece.
Yeah.
And then he got to confess the name of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to be buried in water.
Baptism.
Huh?
Yep.
And he got to let the Lord add into the church. That's how the Bible says it.
Save your soul.
Now, if you don't do it the way God said, you're not going to heaven.
Amen.
You're going to hell, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible is right.
Yes.
Tell me it's wrong. I want you to call in and say the Bible ain't right. Anybody, get on the telephone this evening and tell me the Bible ain't right, and I'll prove it every time.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell me it ain't right. Prove me wrong. Prove God wrong. I know you can't do it, huh? Oh, Lord have mercy. You can't prove the book wrong. You got to come to the book. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, have mercy, old man. Man is dying and going to hell.
Yes.
It's just plain and simple. Brother William, you got to have help. You got to have help, Brother William.
To miss this understanding.
Miss the gospel. Oh, Lord. Stevie Wonder can see back.
Yes.
And he's not in the church, but he can see it. You take it. I believe that man will obey the gospel. I believe that.
If he was taught.
If he's taught right, I believe he obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
You see, what I'm saying, brother, I look at it like this. I look at God's word. It bothers me when my brethren won't preach the gospel like they should.
Amen.
That bothers me. And I don't want to be around that brother.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but I don't trust that brother.
All right.
Because he's not preaching Christ.
No.
He's preaching fairy tales.
Amen.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear the word
Thank
from
you.
God.
Mm-hmm.
From God's word, Brother Paul. want to hear. I don't want to hear all your lip service.
Yeah.
I want to hear what God got to say.
Amen.
Keep me on the right track. Get up there and tell me what he said.
Look.
Don't get up there and tell me, oh, well, you know, God said this and God said that, and you ain't got no back up. Where did he say that?
Amen.
Huh? Oh, Lord, have mercy. We got brothers don't know the book.
They
don't know this book, Brother Parker. They going to hell.
Amen.
I'm just telling it like it is. I'm not afraid to tell it. I made a sacred vow to my God. I make it every day. I said, Lord, I will preach the truth as long as you keep me on this side of life.
Amen.
I made that promise. Leroy, I made that promise in the hospital. Laying flat on my back.
Yes.
You know I was there.
Yes.
You visited me.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I made that vow to God. I can't back out of it.
No.
I either go through or go to hell.
Amen.
That's the bottom line, Brother Parker. Either I do what God said, I'll go to hell. That's
Amen.
I'm blowing the trumpet this evening.
Yes.
Because the Bible blows the trumpet and warned the people.
Yes.
They've been warned, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
Through the gospel.
That's it.
The gospel, the only thing to save you, not Brother William, not Brother Parker, not Brother
Amen.
Robin, not Brother Parker the fourth, not Brother Brown, not any preacher of the world, not Brother Johnson. The word of God is what saved man's soul.
Amen.
If it don't save your soul, you're going to hell.
Amen.
And you might I want to leave you with this thought, radio man. Don't wait too late.
Amen.
And go to the cemetery, and we got to look over your grave and say, you didn't make it.
Because
you didn't do what God told you.
Huh? Amen.
I don't want to do that. You know what, Brother William, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe in going to the denominational funeral. I don't believe in it.
No.
Because they're already dead, and the Bible, they're spirit dead. And you know what Jesus said? When he was talking to the people, he said, let the dead bury the dead.
Yeah.
So I want to let the dead bury the dead. He already dead. You can put him in the ground.
Yeah.
Because then you can get him. If he didn't get it right then, he can't get it right after death.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. We're preaching the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
We got the book right here. The Bible is in front of me. It's in front of Brother William, Brother Parker IV, Brother Brown, Brother Rob. Everybody should be preaching the same doctrine.
Amen.
Of the doctrine, it ain't but one.
One.
One doctrine.
Christ.
And Christ the one, the head of the church. He ain't the head of the church and the Methodist church and the Catholic church. He's the head of his own church, and that's himself.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, give us something.
Let every soul praise God.
Amen.
God is in
Amen.
The saving business.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, fellow ministers and Christians in the body of Christ, the soul is what God is saving.
Amen.
People talk about God love homosexuals and gays and lesbians too. God do not love homosexuals, gays,
Amen.
God loves the soul of man.
Amen. That's it.
That soul must repent.
Amen.
It is commanded God in Acts chapter 17, verse 30. At this time, God requires every soul to repent.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Soul is directed by the spiritual mind of faith that you have and you receive when you hear the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God does
Amen.
Not condone and give support to homosexuality, lesbianism,
Amen.
Adultery, lying, stealing, drinking, smoking, doping, drugging, murder.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't endorse that in any fashion or any form.
Amen.
If
Amen.
That's what you are doing, if that's the deed of your life, you are in sin.
Amen.
If you don't repent of
Amen.
It,
gonna stop doing it. If you don't change your mind, you will die out of this life, and your soul will go to hell.
Amen.
No exception to God's rule, to God's will for man. God is not trying to save your body.
Amen.
God is not trying to save your fleshly body.
Yes.
He's interested in saving your soul.
That's it.
If God was going to save the fleshly body, he would eliminate death right now.
Amen.
Amen.
God is not destroying death until the judgment.
That's it.
Amen.
Death will be destroyed.
Have mercy.
That means
Amen.
Human life will cease to exist at that very moment. When God destroys death, Brother Parker, if you are still living in the physical life and Jesus come back, you're going to die out of that physical life because
Amen.
It is destroyed.
All right.
And it is cast into hell.
Amen.
You will no longer exist in the flesh.
Amen.
We will exist as an immortal soul. But where will you spend eternity?
All right.
Amen.
Will your soul spend eternity in heaven with God, with Christ, the Savior? Or will it spend eternity in hell with Satan, the destroyer?
Amen.
Huh? Will you be living with the righteous for eternity, or will you be in pain and torment with the sinful?
Amen.
That's the question that each man must answer now, today, while we live now. After you die, it's too late to answer that question. You got to confess Christ before men. That means you got to acknowledge him, and your life must acknowledge that Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is the Lord and Savior of your life.
Amen.
You got to leave hypocrisy. You got to leave false religion.
Amen.
You got to leave false pastors, false apostles, false reverends, false ministers.
Amen.
You got to leave the doctrine of devils. The devil has a lot of doctrine. He has plenty of doctrine. He said all these churches are the members of the body of Christ. Brother Parker, that's the new lie.
Yes.
All these churches are the members of the body of Christ. And he gets that, and that justifies that from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, 13, and 27, or through 27. All the members of the body of Christ, that's what these churches are. That's a lie.
Yes.
All of the members of Christ have been baptized into Christ.
Amen.
For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. What body? The body of Christ. And we've been all made to drink into one spirit. What spirit? The God, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And now for the body of Christ, who you? You members who were baptized into the body, you are the body of Christ and individual members of it.
Yes.
I haven't read nowhere in the Bible where a Baptist church was baptized into Christ.
You won't find it.
I don't read nowhere in the Bible where the Catholic religion was baptized into the body of Christ.
Never.
I don't read nowhere in the Bible where the Jehovah's Witness religion was baptized into the body of Christ. That is
Never.
A lie. It's a doctrine of the devil. And the devil's preachers are teaching that to the devil's people. But we are not the children of Satan. We are not the sons of disobedience. We must be the sons of obedience. That means we must obey what God has said.
That's it.
Amen.
The church is not made up
of all these churches. That's a lie.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Church is made up of all the souls of men who have been saved by obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. The only church the Bible speaks of from Genesis to Revelation, the only church is the church that belongs to Christ.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Where all men have a right to be saved and have eternal life is the kingdom of Christ.
Yes.
That's the only kingdom that you can be in and be saved today.
That's it.
Amen.
The Spirit had Paul to write to the church at Colossae. And he says in verse 13, we have been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
That's it.
Amen. Amen.
Say we have been. I understand from English grammar that if something has been, that means it is past. That's a past participle. That means it has occurred already. It's happening right now. It has already happened. Those who are being saved are being added to the church of Jesus Christ, the Lord's church.
Amen.
If you're not being baptized as a result of the gospel by which you receive your faith into the church of Christ, you are not saved. You have not obeyed the gospel. You have obeyed a lie. You obey a lie and live that lie, you will be judged a liar. All liars will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the Lamb's book of life, that's the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. The Lamb's book of life is the Bible. It is the book of eternal life.
Amen. That's it.
If your name is not in there, you're going to hell.
That's it.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Brother Williams. My name is Marquita. My name is Jew. My name is Bob. He's not talking about that name. He's talking about your religious name.
Amen.
Your religious name, your religious church, your religious practice is not found written in the Bible. It's going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I wonder what's going to happen to the members of the Catholic Church when the Catholic Church is cast into hell.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to those of you who are in the Baptist church when the Baptist church is cast into hell?
Mm,
it's not written in the Bible. The Methodist church not written in the Bible. The Christian Scientist church not written in the Bible.
Amen.
The Mormon church is not written in the Bible. The Church of God in Christ is not written in the Bible. Where will you be as a member of all these churches that are not written in the Bible, when God cast them all into hell?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Jesus taught, Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. God wasn't talking about vegetable plants. God wasn't talking about fruit trees. God wasn't talking about fruit plants and grapevines. God was talking about spiritual plants. He's talking about the enemy who sowed tares in his wheat field. His wheat is the righteous, the saved souls. But the devil is trying to put lies, teach lies, even to the people of God.
Mm-hmm. when those who believe the lie, when they grow, they're going to be pulled up and cast into the fire.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. That's what the Bible says. You want to obey the Bible,
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
You don't want to obey Pastor so-and-so, Reverend so-and-so, Brother Williams, or Brother Parker. You want to obey God.
That's
you want to obey the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God is God. John chapter 1, verse 1. You want to obey the gospel. The gospel is of Christ.
Amen.
It's not the gospel.
Amen.
It's not the gospel of Pentecost.
Amen.
It's the gospel of Christ.
That's it.
Yes.
It produces members of the body of Christ.
That's it.
It produces members of the church of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
It's souls that constitute the spiritual wife of Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the builder. Christ is
yes.
the person. Christ is the foundation. He's the founder. Christ is the savior. Christ
Amen.
Is the husband.
That's it.
Christ is everything. Christ is the Lord. Christ is the one God and Savior. Christ
Amen.
Is the head of the house. So we got people want to wear all kind of religious names
Amen.
That they didn't get from
yeah.
the house, not from men.
Amen.
And they say, well, we all belong to Christ too. That's a lie. Christ is not a fornicator.
That's right.
Nor is he a whoremonger.
Amen.
There's only one wife. And Christ commands every man to have one wife and every woman to have one husband. He said, have your own wife and your own husband. Don't be having
Amen.
Other folks' husbands and other folks' wives. That's fornication. It's sin. It's death. It's spiritual damnation.
Amen.
Christ is not going to command you to do righteousness, and he sins. Christ is God. It's one thing he can't do, Brother Johnson. He can't sin.
That's right. Amen.
He can't
Amen.
Repent. He can't sin, and he can't repent. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Only man can sin, and man had better repent, or he going to hell.
Amen.
Only place you can go, you can't go to heaven with sin.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, we implore, we insist, we are asking, and we are commanding you to obey God.
Amen.
Don't obey Brother Williams. I'm not commanding you to do what I say. I'm commanding you to obey God. I'm charging you to accept the gospel of Christ. Be obedient to it. Submit to the obedience of the gospel through water baptism by faith.
Amen.
Allow God to perform the operation of removing the sinful cancer out of your soul.
That's it.
So that you might be a new creation, a new spiritual man in Christ.
Christ, that's it. That is it.
Live faithful to God. Don't be in and out. Don't be a hypocrite.
All right.
Amen.
I'm all sanctified, sanctimonious, and all about Christ one day. And then the next day, child, I got to get my grip in the world. I don't know about you. I got to get mine. Huh? I can't be worried about God now. I got to get my grip. They are members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And they are following after greed. They are following after worldliness.
Amen.
They are following after sin, after the demonic, and they don't even know it. We're here to tell you, you got to be faithful to God.
That's it.
You got to be faithful to Christ. If you're going to be the spiritual wife of Christ, you got to be faithful to your spiritual husband. Because I tell you what, in the day of judgment, you're going to get your divorce.
In a hurry.
Huh?
In a hurry.
In the day of judgment,
your judgment, your decree will be a divorce, and you will go to hell.
That's it. It's over.
May God bless the hearing and preaching of his word. May the hearts of those who have heard receive, believe, and obey it before it be everlasting and eternally too late for your soul. God bless each and every one to do his will. Brother Parker, I turn it over to you to finish and to close us out, my brother. Brother Parker, turn it over to you.
Hello?
Might be off. All right, for those of you tonight, we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to close our radio broadcast tonight. We're going to ask that each one of you who are on tonight, that you will make it your business to join us on Tuesday night of next week, if the Lord wills, at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where, again, we will address the Bible, the gospel will of God. God bless you. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father,
yes.
Thank you for the gospel.
Please.
Thank you for Jesus Christ,
yes.
Who is the sacrificial lamb, gave his life on the cross as a ransom, as a payment price for the sins of all men. God, we pray that men everywhere will come to Christ, will accept the gospel, will obey it, and be saved before the everlasting and eternal too late.
Yes.
Continue to bless this radio ministry. Continue to bless the true ministers and the work of the gospel in our communities all over the world.
Amen.
God bless your ministers and bless your church in every endeavor that it puts forward to do your will.
Yes, sir.
Pray, Heavenly Father, that you will send laborers into the harvest.
Amen.
The harvest field is white. It's white to harvest. It's time. It's time to pick the cotton and cut the wheat. It's time to bring in the sheaves.
Mm-hmm.
God, send laborers into the harvest field that we might bring forth a great harvest to thy name's honor and glory.
Amen.
Forgive, dear God, those of thy children, those of us who are under grace, forgive us of our sins.
Please.
Clean our spiritual life that we might be holy and acceptable to you.
Amen.
Give us wisdom and knowledge and faith that we might recognize and avoid sin and that we might choose to run to righteousness.
Amen.
And be totally devoted to faithfulness in Christ. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good night, brethren. Brother Parker Jr., Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, Brother Johnson, to all of our listeners in the audience in the radio land. Good night to all, and God bless you. We pray we see you at the next appointed time.
Amen.